Well, a very, very common Victorian item is making sudden reappearance in the American home. If I say it's in the American bathroom, and it's not a bidet, and it's not a bath, and it's not a WC, there's not much kind of porcelain left. So it turns out that American men have taken a shine to the urinal, as portrayed in the Osbournes, among other things. 3 years ago, Michael Corby, urinal.net, after a short visit to this country. He's with us now. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What was it about visiting Britain that got you all fired up about urinals?
Well, actually, it was me and my friend Dan, who also runs the site, who's not joining us on the phone today. But we were in the UK for a little bit, and we just noticed how different the fixtures are over there in the rest of Europe, and we were wondering if anybody had a chance to put them online.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out nobody has, so we figured we would do that.
Oh, good for you. I mean, these books of Victorian plumbing are madly popular in some places. Was this what you were looking for, the very elaborate railway station sort of designs?
Well, yeah, definitely that as well. We were impressed by some of the ones we've seen, and there's a couple of those from the UK on our top 10 list. But also even the mundane and the common, there's a lot of difference and variety that we don't get to see. So that was
So you actually created a top 10 list of people's favorite designs.
Right, our favorites as well.
Uh-huh. What was top?
I think it might be the fixture from Hong Kong. There's the Felix Hotel in Hong Kong has urinals overlooking the Hong Kong harbor and the entire skyline of the city, and it's they're set against this giant window, so it's really a beautiful installation.
Very nice. And what material are they made in?
I believe they're granite, polished granite. And it's definitely one of the most scenic locations you will ever find a urinal. I mean, the best view of any that I've seen.
Right. Do you rate a view as quite important, do you?
Well, it's definitely something that's very rare when it comes to urinals, so that gave it quite a hand up.
Yeah, obvious reasons, I suppose. The Wall Street Journal conclusion that more American men with money to burn are interested in putting in their own urinals.
I think that might be true to a large extent. We've been getting more submissions of urinals from people's homes lately. I think we actually got one today from somewhere here in the U.S.
Right. But it was, I mean, it would be pretty kind of ho-hum, was it? Because I don't imagine if you went out to Home Depot and asked them for a urinal, they could actually lay their hands on one, could they?
I'm not real sure. I haven't attempted to do that. I believe that some of the manufacturers are offering them. I'm not sure if you can actually get them at the Home Depot yet, but I suspect you'll be able to soon.
Yeah. Well, if this is a genuine trend, somebody's going to be onto it, aren't they?
Probably.
What would you expect to pay for a decent antique?
Oh, I really wouldn't know where to begin.
You don't. I mean, yeah. As you don't deal in them. I mean, you just.
And then about where you can buy things and how much they would cost and.
Yeah. What's your? I mean, apart from this lovely Hong Kong one. I mean, do you remember any really really interesting European sites that you visited?
Well, one of the pictures that we have is from Rothe in Isle of Bute, I believe.
Yes.
And there's quite a interesting Victorian installation there with the whole array of fixtures mounted in this really beautiful formation. I think that also made...